Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Parenting isn't always easy. Family life comes with its joys, its struggles, and its stories. That's why we created Family Room, the show where real conversations about parenting and family happens. Join Faye Kemi every Saturday at 6 p.m. on Radio Africana, right here in Manchester, as we dive into heartfelt conversations, from raising confident children to keeping love alive at home to building stronger family bonds. Whether you're a parent, guardian, or simply part of a family, Family Room is your space to listen, share, and grow together. Family Room, because every family has a story worth telling. Only on Radio Africana, Manchester.
They'll never leave you alone, no.
When your friends bring you down
and they drag you through the dirt,
and when nobody's around,
they'll carry you through the hurt. Just remember that family comes.
And welcome to the Family Room, your trusted space on Radio Africana. Where we talk about parenting, children, and all things family life with an African heart and a global voice. I'm your host, Faye Kemi, and I'm so glad you've joined me today. So welcome to the family room. Whether you're making dinner or just taking a break from work, or you are in other room, this space is actually for you. Today we're diving into a very important topic, that is positive discipline, teaching without punishing. I'm sure a lot of African people will say, like someone sent a message to me when the person saw it on my Andus today, the person said that teaching without punishing, no punishment, do you mean? I say yes. So that is actually the positive discipline. Now, if you are a parent who ever yelled in frustration, I'm sure I have got a master's degree in that, felt guilty after punishing your child, or wondered if there's a better way. You know, sometimes I do like look at it in my own head and say, is there a better way? This episode is actually for you. We'll explore how to guide children's behavior with empathy, connection, and of course, having that firm boundaries without resorting to fear or punishment. You know, the fact that we need to talk to our children or we need to guide them does not mean that we should create fear in them. Because I remember while growing up, you know, on a certain ground, I remember that one or two things that a particular fear was created in me, you know, in as much as my father loved me so much. But on some grounds, maybe one of these days I'll talk about that, he created fear about some certain things. No, he didn't punish me about it, but like I'm afraid about it. You understand? So I'm not going to be here alone. We're going to have a beauty and a brain who is an accomplished banker and the parents join us on this show. So, but before we go further, if you want to join us or you want to call in, you can call the studio on 0161 222 9660. That's Radio Africana studio number. Or you message us on WhatsApp 0744 881 881 1570. And you can also message us on that number. Remember, if you're not in the UK, you have to put +44. So relax with me in this room and we'll go on a short break and come back. Don't go away.
Here's a song that comes from Tanzania. Malaika, nakupenda malaika. Malaika, ingekuwa wa hadada,
Family Room with Fiyi Kemi.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is the Family Room with Fiyi Kemi. And today we're discussing the topic, positive discipline, teaching without punishing. I want to say a very big thank you to those people that have joined us live on TikTok. I've got Joe Blaze. I've got people on Instagram. I've got Mr. Roses. M.O. says, I've got TP test. Thank you for joining in, Crazy Girl. Thank you to everyone that has joined in on the show live. If you're just joining us, remember to follow Radio Africana on Instagram, on TikTok, and on Facebook. And of course, join me, Fiyi Kemi Bangbuche, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on TikTok. Today we have, like I said before, we've got a beauty plus brain, and we've got her. She's an accomplished banker and also a parent. On the phone with us live to join us in this conversation. Although we would have loved to have her here, but it's still the same thing because you get the same thing from Radio Africana. So I've got with me now Claire Odukoya. Claire, hope you've been enjoying your weekend so far.
Oh yeah, it's been great. Thank you for having me here.
Okay. So, what's the difference between discipline and punishment? Punishment tends to be reactive. You know what I mean? It often involves, you know, pain or shame or aiming to stop a behavior, but discipline, real discipline, is about teaching, I know. So in your own words, what is the difference, you know, discipline and punishment?
So in my own words, I think, let me start with the punishment. Personally, I think that punishment is not for the child, but rather is for the parents. So you're trying to punish because, you know, you've got that anger in yourself because this child has done something wrong and you need to score a point. And because of that, you kind of set some sort of, yeah, quote unquote, punishments that the child might deserve because of whatever he or she might have done. But on the other hand, discipline is actually for the child. And what that means is that you're trying to train a child not for today, but for years ahead. You're trying to kind of instill some sort of rules and regulation for the child to adhere to as they grow in life. So I think that's the difference. One is for the parents and one is for the child. That's the difference, in my opinion, between discipline and punishment.
Okay, so when you punish a child, how do you guide that child to do better next time? How do you guide the child to do better next time?
So, meaning in my own opinion or the general rule?
General rule and in your own opinion.
I guess the general rule is, you know, you punish a child, you tell the child to either go to a corner, depending on the rule, or you redraw something from a child. And with time, the child understands that it's like a pattern. I broke a plate yesterday. Mom and dad is going to redraw my tablets. After several occurrences, that child, it kind of clicks in their head, no matter how abused they are, it kind of clicks, and then they realize, okay, this is the consequence of whatever action I've done. Mm-hmm. So be it punishment, be it discipline, being consistent or kind of doing the same pattern, it would make that child eventually change, mm-hmm. or learn how to bypass the punishment, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I feel like it doesn't necessarily mean that the child is learning. It just means that the child has learned how to boycott such response from you as a parent.
Okay. So meaning that the children would thrive when they understand expectations and routines.
Yeah, more or less.
So you meant being consistent, so they will understand and they will thrive, and then you have a better family, a better home where the mom is not screaming, the dad is not shouting, you know. So how about gentle parenting?
I don't think that's parenting. I don't think that's punishment. I think that is discipline, what you've just said.
Okay. So how about parenting? Does it mean permissive parenting, you know, gentle parenting? Like some would say, oh, my mom is gentle, my dad is not gentle, or the other way, you understand. Uh-huh, uh-huh. So uh-huh. Does it mean permissive parenting, you know, is like a gentle parenting kind of? Being firm?
Being firm, but with what I've just said, the conclusion would be is that being firm, but still not losing the focus on the subject. You know what your motive is, and you know what the objective is. So either you're being firm or you're being soft. The whole purpose or the end goal is to make sure that there are changes in that child's life.
Okay.
So you could be harsh, you could be soft. It's not about the method, it's about the lesson learned from it.
Okay. So I would say you don't have to be a perfect parent, but you only have to be a present one.
Yes,
that's what I would just say. You just have to be a perfect one. You just have to be present. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I agree to that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So also, I would like to ask that when we say, if you ever found yourself yelling in frustration or you mm-hmm. punish a child, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. we feel this guilt. Do you feel guilty after punishing your child, do you feel guilty?
It all depends. So maybe 8 out of 10, there's guilt. Because you feel like, oh God, I've been talking about this for too long. Why have I been put in this? Because sometimes the parents also feel the effect of the punishment because they don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. And they find themselves having to, because they feel that's the only way for them to let their voice pass their opinion across to their child. So they kind of feel like, or personally, let me just say, don't let me use the word generalize by saying they. Mm-hmm. I somewhat kind of feel, oh my God, I don't want to do this, you know. And you hear sometimes, as an example, I always say to my kids, mm-hmm. I've told you several times, I really do not want to do this. Mm-hmm. Why do you bring me to this kind of
point situations? Yeah.
You kind of scream because you're not really screaming at them. So sometimes screaming is not about you screaming at the kids. Mm-hmm. It's about you trying to hold on to yourself, saying, oh my God, I need to pause here, I need to take a breather, I need to actually get a grip of myself before before doing this. So the punishment is not just a one way, it is a two-way effect. Most people don't realize that. You're punishing yourself as well, because everyone is sad in the house and you're like, what exactly have you gained from it? Because you just realize that everyone is miserable, is off. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So yeah, there could be other ways to address that situation.
Yeah, you know, this topic is actually very important because many of us grew up with, you know, harsh discipline, shouting, threats or punishment. Now, we want something better for our children, but we don't sometimes always know what that looks like, you know? Mm-hmm. So I believe that, you know, it's not just outrightly, you know, that we sometimes when we shout or we scream, we don't love them, but it shouldn't get to a point where we have to shout for everything, you know. So that's what I just believe. We don't need to shout, you know, at the top of our voices before our children knows that, you know, this is what they should do. We're going to go on a short music break now. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more about, you know, taking more questions about the common myths about positive discipline. How can parents set boundaries without shouting or spanking? I have got lots of. So you're going to share us, give us some practical tips, some practical, something that's happened to you that we can relate with. And then I'll also share mine. So if you're just joining us on Radio Africana, this is still The Family Room. Remember that if you want to join the conversation and you're in the UK, you can call the studio on 0161 222 9960, and then you can WhatsApp or text message us on 0744 881 1570. And if you're not in the UK, you just have to just put +44, you know, before the numbers. So we'll go on a music break now and we'll come back. Don't go away.
Oh, baby, oh,
welcome back. If you're just tuning in, it's the Family Room with Faye Kemi. And of course, I still have my guest here. That is the beauty and brain. I've got Claire Odukoya, who has been telling us more about that, the fact that it should be discipline rather than punishment. I want to say a very big thank you before Claire starts talking about the meats. I want to start talking, say thank you to everyone that has joined on TikTok. We've been having issues with Instagram. So if you're still trying to reach us on Instagram, please join us on TikTok Live or join Radio Africana also. I shared the link before, so you can go on the app or download the app, or you go on the website and join live on Radio Africana. So thank you everyone. Joe Bless, user 608, Lost Nigerian, Ajide on TikTok. I can see you all. I can see Bagut, Ugo Prinda, Amil, user 27969, Kes, Malafa, Aja, Good Luck Black, Good Goddy Black, I've got FF, I've got Modu Mustafa, I've got Olaido Cat Special, a lot of you. Thank you for joining on the show. Okikiola, Jess Modu, Ferima, Cake Info, Paige, Nelly Stans, Baked by Cynthia, Kyla, Hexagon, Ify Fabric, thank you, Ella, Real Ayo, Lost, Tom 5252, I've got Seth Fitz, Tessie, Mom Busayo, sorry if I don't pronounce some of your handles well. And on Instagram, we've got T Peters, Seven Kings, Emters, Crazy Girl, and then M Moses. Thank you all for joining on the show. And as we go into this segment, we're going to be talking about meat. Whatever you want to, you can join in the conversation. You can join in the conversation. We want to know which one is important, which one should we do, discipline the child or punish the child. Punishment, we mean harsh punishment, not that we shouldn't punish the child. When you take a phone off a child now, it's still punishment, but it's not something that could affect the child, you know, emotionally or otherwise. So after got Claire here.
Hello.
Okay, so let's quickly talk about the myths. Is there any common myths that you know about positive discipline?
I think, well, not about positive discipline, but a myth generally around punishment. Mm-hmm. And I think the only one I can really refer to or that I remember is that common quote that says, spare the rod and spoil the child. Mm-hmm. Which clearly means kids won't learn unless they're being punished. That mm-hmm, is the mm-hmm, interpretation mm-hmm. of that statement. Mm-hmm. So that means literally you're just trying to say that if you don't punish that child, the child would never learn. And I think that has always been a myth from donkey years. I'm sure it's still ongoing today, where everyone thinks that a form of punishment or a form of discipline has to be by a form of spatula or whatever rod you're using, wherever country you are. You know,
yeah.
it could even be you're turning for making your oats, yeah, or whatever it is. Yeah, or even a flip-flop is as simple as a flip-flop. Yeah, that could be the rod. Whatever the definition of the rod is to anyone listening, mm-hmm. I guess that's what everyone thinks is the right way to kind of instill that discipline into your child. Mm-hmm. Because you feel like without you doing that, the child would never hear. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and other ways could be you have to let that child face the wall or whatever that other thing is, or write your name 1,000,000 times. That's another myth, you know.
Yeah.
You need to write that stent. You need, okay, you broke a cup.
Yeah.
Go write, I would never
write
break a
booklet.
Cup.
Exactly. You write a booklet. Yeah.
You write a booklet of, I would never break that cup again, 1,000. Probably you start with 100. And by the time you get to age 12, 13, you might mm-hmm. be writing 1,000 or 2,000 mm-hmm. sentences, because, you know, that is the power mm-hmm. that the parents think they have over such individual.
Yeah.
So, yeah. In my opinion, they're whole meat.
Thank you for refreshing us about the meat. You know, that writing a booklet about I will never break the cup, I will never say no again, I will always wash the plates, you know, those things.
Yep.
You know, thank you for refreshing our memories. You know, thank you also to everyone that has joined us on Instagram. I can see you, Mr. Sonny Peep, all the way from US. I can see you, Chef Mo, Niger. Thank you for joining. I can see Papi. I can see Tinuola Strong. Papi Akin joined also. MS Matt. Chami on TikTok. Bam Bam. Thank you for joining us on the show. Now, Claire, how can parents set boundaries without shouting or spanking? You know, for me, like I said when we started the show, I've got a master's degree, you know. But I'll tell you something. Let's hear from you first. I'll tell you something that will crack you up.
Okay, I'm waiting to hear that. This is a very, 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 one rule doesn't fit all kind of scenario. So when you're saying that, how do we set boundaries? I think the one key element that I would say is we should make sure that we set the rules clearly and calmly. You know, let that child understand, especially if you're dealing with teenagers and toddlers. Well, mostly if you have kids like before the age of five, and once they have teenagers, I believe, in my opinion, there should be the same rule that applies to them, because that's when they're going to test your patience. In between age 6 and 12, you can still maneuver a bit, but the same rule should apply to 0 to 5 as well as 13 to 16 or 13 to 18, wherever country you are in. And I think that letting them understand, you know, the consequences of their action, it's very important, but in a very calm way. So you need to let them know that, you know, you did not lay your bed. You left pant liner wrappers on the floor. If you've got a girl child, for a boy, you left angers, you know, you're rushing to school and you just left angers on your bed. Or, you know, even children before five, they leave Legos. Oh my God. If there's any punishment for parents, there are those Lego blocks. Those Lego blocks are not meant for children. They are meant to punish the parents, because you step on it and that's it. You will feel the impact. So I feel like, you know, setting the rules, you know, in a calm way, let them understand the why. So, and I'll give you another example. I was having a conversation recently with my teenager, and she was of the opinion that, you know, this teacher just ate me, you know, and she just could not understand why the teacher picks up on her and all that. And I was able to kind of explain, do you think this teacher sees your potential, and that's the reason why this teacher wants you in front of the class every time, and not why you should be at the back? Because left to her, she's like, oh, I just want to be at the back, you know, play with my friends while the lecture is going on and just chat away. But she's always like, oh my God, this teacher is always pulling me to the front. Until I explained by saying, do you realize, I gave her a good example between one or two people, and I said, who do you think has got better potential? I'm not stereotyping, and I'm not saying my child is better than the other child. What I'm just trying to drive at is, so you understand why the teacher has picked you to kind of sit in front of the class. And it was at that point, it kind of sank in. She was like, oh, well, using the Gen Z word, she used fears. I'm like, okay, fair, meaning fair points. So she went, oh, fears. And I went, okay. So you say fairs, or you say whatever Gen Z word you want to say. The message has been passed across. You really understand this has nothing to do with you as an individual, but rather your potential. So that is discipline.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you two other questions. I'll link it together, then I'll share that thing that I said will crack you up because of this next question. So my next question will be, and you've already mentioned it by using the age category, by mentioning the early years, which is between age 1 and 5. Then, you know, from age 6 is a different approach up to when they are teenager. And of course, when they are teenager, you know, you have to really, really calm down. So my next set of questions, you've answered it, but it will be about what are the simple strategies for discipline in the toddlers. So if you're joining us, also share your opinion. If you're on TikTok Live, on Instagram, what are simple strategies for discipline in toddlers and teen years, and how can parents stay regulated themselves when kids act out? So I'm going to now tell you what will crack you up. For instance, and I'll also mention one or two things about my own opinion about the age group. For instance, there was a time, you know, I just felt like, you know, when my husband comes home, he comes later, you know, before when we were abroad, it comes after I'll get home. And when I get home before him, maybe I've said something, you know, I've told you this thing before. I've said something like more than 10 times before it comes into the house. And I didn't shout. I didn't say anything at the top of my voice. I was not shouting at the kids. And then he comes home as he's just walking in. They've just done that thing again. And I'm shouting and he keeps saying, "Can't you just keep your voice down?" You know, he's the one that... Mm-hmm. But my husband's one shout in 3 months. Mm-hmm. My own shout was every day. But his own shout once in 3 months, the whole house will come down. Do you understand? But then my husband does not like shouting. And then he would say, I would tell him, "No, I've been saying this thing for over and over again." But they didn't understand. She didn't understand. She didn't. She's still doing it. For instance, okay, let me just tell you that thing that will crack you up. For me, my own, where I stayed, I told my girls, I had to tell them, I say, anytime I'm shouting, though they always forget to do that, I say, just put your thumb in your left thumb in your left ear, and your right thumb also into your right ears, and then you do stick out your tongue and just, you know, look at me in a way that's, you know, like just squeeze your face and stick out your tongue, you know, that will soften me.
So I told them that
is just when you do that to me, it shows mommy be calming down. Do you understand? Mommy, calm down. Mm-hmm. Kind. So I told them that will be make me to self-regulate. But how about I tell a child who is a teenager, I say, don't put your shower cap near my tissue paper handle. And of course, we started putting it there, but later on I saw that, no, it shouldn't be there. But I would say that I've evolved. I'm trying now. So I've said I said that thing in front of the dad, you know, recently, like more than 5 times or 6 times. And he saw again, maybe this week, I said it again. That was the 7th time. Then another time when I was about to talk, I was not going to shout because I said I was not going to shout about it. Then when my husband went into the bathroom, he saw this and he said, "See, when your mom is shouting, I'll tell you that she's shouting. I'll tell her she's shouting. But look at what you've just done. She told you not to put this thing here again." I've heard her say it over and over and over and over again. So if you're a child, if you're a teenager and you're still listening to this show, we just sometimes we parents do, we don't understand. We've said something like 10 times and you don't understand. For children that are toddlers, you know, all we just have to do for parents that have toddlers between age 1 and age 5, I would just say that the most important thing is distracting them from whatever they are doing so that you will not shout. If it's a song that they like, use it to distract them. If it's it's something, a picture, use it to distract them from it. If it's a dance step, use it to distract them from whatever they are doing that is already, I would say, maybe pissing you off and making you cracked up unnecessarily. You know, that shouting and that screaming is not... Sometimes you can't do without it.
Can I chip in?
Yes, please.
Can I chip in?
Yes.
And I think I'm about to say a myth that signifies the experience that you've just shared. Mm. And in simple terms, it's called see finish. Your girls have seen you finish. That is the easy myth that I would say everyone says. Because for females or mothers, everyone thinks, oh no, you know what, my kids have sinned, they've seen me finish. Like, they really can just disrespect anyhow to mothers, but when they see their father icon, they kind of have that fear. Is that another myth that people kind of separate between a feminine figure and a masculine figure in terms of parenting? So yeah, just to put a joke into it, it's called they've seen you finish.
Yes. Sometimes I tell my younger child, I say, it's like, see finish. I'll say, is it because I'm playing with you and I'm saying something that you're not, you don't want to understand, you don't want to get it, and all that. So, but what are the simple strategies for discipline toddlers and teens, and how can we self-regulate? You know, like I found my own self-regulation. You understand? Sometimes I walk away. So, in your own case, can you give us some practical steps, you know, to self-regulating and the strategies?
So I would say that for toddlers, I think is explaining and managing their emotions, because at that age, that emotions, there's a lot of emotional built up there. They don't understand. They're still very young. They've only just started life. So by you punishing or raising your voice, it's like, who is this lady talking? Who is this lady right in front of me? It doesn't make sense to them. So you need to use their own words, or make it simple as it is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a child throwing tantrum, you just need to say, you're mad because you want the toy. I get it. Mm-hmm. But you need to finish eating your food before I give you that toy.
Mm-hmm.
But on a normal way, you would have kind of raised your volume to max, like 10. Mm-hmm. And, you know, tell that child, you're not getting this toy. You're not doing this, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Those are the two strategies. Like, you know, let them understand that once you finish eating your food, I will give you that toy.
Mm-hmm.
That's how to, you know, to narrate the feelings to a toddler.
Like, be firm about it.
You're being mm-hmm. firm. You've still passed on the message.
Mm-hmm.
The message is you need to eat your meals.
Mm-hmm.
But then the toy is distracting you, so I'm going to take the toy off you.
So the punishment part of it.
So
will you say the punishment part of it is that if you don't teach that child or tell that child, and you just slap the child or beat the child and take the toy away, that is the punishment that we're talking about?
Yeah.
I'm just saying that even raising your voice
mm-hmm. alone is a punishment.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I use the volume that it depends on you, when you say calmly. Mm-hmm. You know, you're passing on the message, but mm-hmm. you're saying it in a calm way rather than you raising your voice. Yeah, mm-hmm. it could still be with your hand or with smack or whatever. It's still the same way. Shouting, in my opinion, equates to you beating them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're saying that I'm only just raising my voice but I'm not beating them, there's no difference.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
are still mentally abusing them.
Mm-hmm.
You're
mm-hmm.
just the only difference is mental abuse and physical abuse. So by you using the rod, you are physically abusing that child.
Yeah.
But by you raising your voice, that is mentally abusing them. So mm-hmm. that's the difference. But you just need to kind of say in a calm way, but yes, you are frustrated as a parent, but you need to pass on that message. So yeah, just probably say in a calm way. I know we all struggle, trust me.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. I've got a master's degree.
I raise my hand up. Being a parent is, oh God.
Yeah.
There's no handbook.
There's no handbook.
We should be given a handbook.
Yeah.
We should be given a handbook before we get married.
Because, yeah.
There's a lot to learn as the day goes by.
All right.
But then let me now talk about the teen. So that's for the toddler.
Yeah.
I think for the teen, I'm still going to just kind of use the same line.
Mm-hmm.
By you need to set clear expectation up front.
Mm-hmm.
Teenagers hate surprises. They don't like you. Yesterday you said, you know what, if I finish my food, I would get an extra hour bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
And then today you change it from being 1 hour to 30 minutes
mm-hmm.
or, you know, you're not being consistent. So whatever expectation is, you need to be clear. The rule has to be consistent
mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. by the time you keep changing it, they feel like you're outsmarting them because you feel like they're younger. So you're trying to kind of control them in a negative way. So that's when they kind of lose control because, you know what? there's no point. Whatever I do, they're going to change their mind tomorrow. They're just going to start with a different mechanism.
Yeah.
So I think the way is for whatever rules or whatever decision you're making, mm-hmm. or how to parent or how to discipline your child, you need to be firm, but you need to set those rules and be consistent mm-hmm. with them. So don't change it midway.
So set
if
the
this
rules.
Is the rule, yeah.
And be consistent about it.
And be consistent okay. about it
All right.
is what I would say.
All right. Before we come back to look at comments, I mm-hmm. just want to say thank you to everyone again that has joined on TikTok and also on Instagram Live. I've got Denero Cole, Sammy Eze, I've got Olasunkomi, we've got Larex join us, we've got Blair, we've got God's Power on here, we've got Comfort of Badge, James, a lot of people. If I don't mention your names, please bear with me. And of course, I've got Kim Ade all the way from US. I've got Rolly SCC. Thanks for joining on the conversation. Please let's hear your thoughts. Should we discipline the child positively, or should we punish the child? So let's hear your thoughts. We'll go on a quick music break and then we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Everything you put your hand go walk, your name go open doors, you self go be a boss. Amen, amen. Everything you put your hand go walk, your name go open doors, you self go be a boss. Amen, amen. Every hustler getting paid, where the hustle go come the day, your own innovative. Amen. If you dey find work, do your own. God self go do his own, and flesh go cover bone. Amen, amen. If you believe it, say amen. If you believe it, say amen. If you believe it, say amen. Amen, amen. Everything you put your hand go on, your name go open doors. You self go be a boss. Amen, amen. Everything you put your hand go up, your name go open doors, you self go be a boss. Amen, amen. Sister, where one man receives, until where they fight begin, one day you go burn trees. Amen, amen. Then that way don't losing job, landlord come they do like God, one day you go be landlord. Amen, amen. Go locate you. Watch and see in a good day. If you believe it, say amen. No, amen, amen. Everything you put your hand go up, your name go open doors. You self go be a boss. Amen, amen. Everything you put your hand go up, your name go open doors. You self go be a boss. Amen, amen. Go favor you, great men go honor you. Amen, amen. One day you go sign the check. You self go drive that Benzel. This life go still make sense. Oh, amen. Your children go make you proud. Oh, bad people no go pull you down. Oh, one day you go run this town. Oh, amen, amen. You self go spray me money. Baby, go call you a me. You self go host the party. Amen, amen. Dan go to go be your friend.
Amen.
To the la go be your friend.
Amen.
To the nuga go be your guy.
Amen,
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 amen.
Amen.
Elu Belu go be your guy.
Amen.
To Samad go be my guy.
Amen.
Rabbi, you go be my guy.
Amen.
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 Your life no go end in shame.
Amen.
Your business go bring you good.
Amen.
If you believe it, say amen.
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 Motherland calls. Hit the call. Radio Africana is the call.
You're listening to Family Room with Fayikemi on Radio Africana, Manchester.
Alright everyone, if you're just tuning in, it's still the Family Room on Radio Africana, live from the United Kingdom. And then remember to, if you join or follow Radio Africana on Instagram, on TikTok, and of course on Facebook, and follow me, Fayikemi Bangbushe, on TikTok, follow me on Instagram, follow me on YouTube. On TikTok, it's FK Mighty on TikTok. And today we've got, like I said it before, a beauty and a brain, an accomplished banker and a parent, you know, a very good parents, I can say. And we've got Claire Odukoye. She's been fantastic, telling us a lot of things, you know. It's she's unpacked everything about positive discipline. Thank you again, Claire, for staying with us and joining us on phone with us today. We can't but to say thank you enough for, you know, joining us today. So we want
You're
to
welcome.
Know for teenagers, what will you be? Because I know some teenagers might be listening. What would you like to tell them, you know, in terms of their relationship with their parents? You know, sometimes some teenagers will hold it in their heart. You know, like I have someone who had it in mind till date and, you know, doesn't speak to the dad anymore, but relates with the dad, but does not really speak to the dad because of what the dad, a particular punishment that the dad did when he was quite younger. He's an accomplished person now, but he doesn't really talk. He does not connect again to his father. So, and that thing happened when he was just, you know, after his teenage, in his early 20s. So he felt so bad with the dad. But every time I keep telling him, it's not that deep, it's not that bad. So I know quite a lot of youths also might be listening or will listen later. So for me, I would say my own, if you ask if I'm on the side, I would say their parent loves them no matter what. It's not as if they want to really, really punish, you know, that bad. So what would be your own advice to teenagers, to youth out there?
So I think what I would add to what you've just said is that in life, they're going to be adults at one stage.
Mm-hmm.
And they also need to understand it from the parents' perspective. So for them, they're only looking at you from their own perspective because, you know, they only see it as being a punishment and all that. But they need to look at it by saying that their parents have been through that process. And mm-hmm. most of us, we kind of unlearn bad habits that we don't want,
mm-hmm.
Or rather what traumatized us growing up. And we're trying not to pass it on to the next generation. So if they kind of have a view from that angle by saying that whatever discipline that my parents are kind of instilling in me, it's because, you know, it's worked for them.
Yeah.
And it shaped them into what they are today. And it did not kill them. It did not harm them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some might be traumatized. Yeah.
Yes,
like, let's forget that.
Yeah.
Some might still be traumatized. But in the ideal world, it is because mm-hmm. they feel like that's the best way they can parent.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're all still learning. So as teenagers, as the youth, you just need to kind of look at it from the other side as well,
mm-hmm.
by just trying to understand. So I always tell my kids by saying that, yes, mommy and daddy are upset, but what if you were the one that this person did this to?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say about it?
Yeah,
so also make them understand.
Yeah,
let them be in your shoes as
mm-hmm,
well.
Mm-hmm.
Let them understand that, mm-hmm. you know, walk a day in Claire's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel if mm-hmm. you had to walk a day in Claire's shoes?
Mm-hmm.
So what then does that mean to you? So by you kind of putting them in that position to unlearn that by saying, I'm not punishing you, but you know, it's just for you to kind of understand the why.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you very much, Claire, for everything you've said so far on this show. We wish we have more time. So, and to all parents, so everyone that is on, that has joined us tonight, you know, please enjoy a good weekend. If you have your family sitting next to you, just give them a warm hug. And if they're away, just send them a love message. Remember, your parents love you. And children, parents also know your children loves you. And to all parents, all singles and married, and everyone, Claire, thank you very much again for joining us
the
show.
Love.
We do appreciate you. So to everyone, I want to say have a great weekend, and we'll take it away with One Love by Onyeka Oweno. Bye.